to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, where living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carnadine Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Heavenly Father, thank you this morning. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son, this morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. It's Sunday morning, God, and we come to say thank you. We come to worship you this morning, Father, in spirit and in truth. We've come together this morning, God, on one accord, O God, reaching up and reaching out, O God, for your holiness, O God, for your righteousness, O God. For your blessings, O God, upon blessings. We need you this morning, God, in and of our lives, Father. We need you this morning, God. O God, we need you, O Lord, to continue to keep us and to continue to lead us, God. This world needs you this morning, God. This world with this upside down self needs you, God, to turn it right side up. This world, God, where chaos, oh God, seems to be the go-to, where lies, oh God, seem to be the truth, God, where unfaithfulness, God, seems to be worthy of the people's praise, oh God, this world needs you. For God, we know it's all a lie. And we know, oh God, that when the world receives you, that everything will be made right, that everything will be made whole. We know, oh God, that when the world receives you, Lord, God, one day you say that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But we want to know you right now, God. We want to reach up for you right now, God. We need you in our lives right now, God. Oh God, while you can yet be found, we need you to save us, oh God, without the loss of one. Strengthen us, O God, in our journey, O God, and on this road of righteousness. Continue to keep us, Father, as only you can. This morning we say thank you. We say thank you. And we say thank you. Amen to the Father this morning. Amen to the Son. Amen to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Good morning, people of God, this morning. Amen. Good morning, and God bless you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Good morning this morning. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good morning this morning, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good morning this morning, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All praises to the Most High God this morning. Amen. Amen. We have the joy of the Lord as our strength this morning. And this morning we have just a little small question for you. Got hope? Amen. There was a catchphrase one time that went out on the commercials and the airways, and somebody said, got milk? Well, this morning we want to know, got hope? Do you have hope this morning? Do you have hope in your life this morning? And if somebody doesn't have any hope this morning, we're going to assure you, or you don't think you have hope, we want to assure you this morning that you can have hope. Amen. So this morning, ask yourself the question, look at yourself in the mirror. Got hope? Amen. When we look at Romans, the 6th chapter and the 23rd verse this morning, it says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, it says, is eternal life through Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ, our Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's hope right there. That right there, the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. That right there is hope. Amen. That right there is hope. Let's look at what hope is this morning. Let's look at what hope is, and then you'll be able to determine whether you know what hope is or you know what hope really is. Amen? What is hope this morning? Hope, as defined in the dictionary, says, it's a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. A feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. A feeling of expectation. Now, hope as defined in the spirit, amen, this morning. The confident expectation of what God has promised and its strength is in his faithfulness. Hope, you see, in God is the confident expectation. When you have hope in God, it goes beyond just that feeling of expectation. It becomes a confident expectation of what God has promised. See, God has already given the promise of eternal life. My God. So it's the confident expectation of what God has promised, and its strength is in his faithfulness. What strength? The strength of our hope. The strength of our hope is in God's faithfulness. God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful, and he is just to forgive. That's that eternal life thing right there. If we go back to Romans 6 and 23 for a minute, it said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ is our hope. That's the hope that we were given so that we can hold fast and believe him and understand the confident expectation of what God has promised and its strength in God's faithfulness. Amen. You see, Psalms 46 and 1 reminds us that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. We're going to look at several scriptures this morning. And we want you to remember Romans 6 and 23 this morning. Amen. We're going to look for a moment at Romans, thank you, God, the 8th chapter, the 1st through the 4th verses. And those scriptures in the King James Version read as follows. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Got hope? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Let me read that second verse again. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I told you to remember Romans 6 and 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. That third verse of Romans 8. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. And that fourth verse says this, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled where? In us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's that Romans 6 and 23 again. That Romans 8 and 4 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. The righteousness has to be fulfilled in us. Christ has already given his life condemned. Amen? The flesh, the sin in the flesh. But the righteousness of the law has to be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, who not follow sin, who do not follow sin, but we follow the Spirit of God. We have to follow after the Spirit. Amen? Got hope? Anybody got hope yet? So see, when you are a wretch undone, if you still feel like you're a wretch undone, if you still feel like you're not worthy, I'm here to tell you this morning that there is hope in Jesus. Got hope? That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. It has to be fulfilled in you. It has to be fulfilled in me. We don't walk after the flesh. We're not following after the things of sin. Yes, sin still presents itself, but we are not following after the things of sin. But we are following after the Spirit. Amen? The law of Moses was given to help the people in their wayward ways. God gave that law, send that law down, because the people were so wayward and so full of sin, so lost, amen? And that law of Moses was given to help them in their wayward ways to be righteous, to try to get them back on track. But you see, that didn't work. It worked for some, but it didn't work for others. So God had to send an even more strategy, be more strategic with us. He had to send his son, for the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. We're no longer under law. Christ didn't come to condemn the law now. Don't think you can still just do what you want to do. He came to what? Fulfill the law. He came that we might have that mediator, amen? That he might be that go-between to help us get back to God. And so when Christ brings us back, then we have to, it behooves us, amen, to live, amen, according to the law. Free from what? Sin. See, what the law does is line out the sin for you. Tells you what you shouldn't do. Helps you remember you can't do this. You can't do that. Amen? And not follow after the Spirit. Amen? Romans 8 and 10. Let's look at that for a minute. Got hope? Anybody got hope yet? And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Let me read Romans 8 and 10 again. And if Christ be in you, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of what? Sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So no matter what your flesh is feeling, your flesh may begin to sink, amen? Your flesh may begin to feel down, amen? Your flesh may begin to disintegrate, amen? Your flesh may become to a place where it's actually deceased. But this says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead. This is no longer what you operate by. Amen? You don't operate by the flesh because the body is dead because of sin. Amen? But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Know that we are a spirit that lives in a what? Body. You need to remember that we are a spirit and we live in a body. That's why the word tells us that God is a spirit. He made us in his image. And they that worship God must worship God what? In spirit and in what? In truth. Romans 8 and oh my God, just slow down, Pastor. So I need to remind you here, your spirit is what feels the heaviness when your sin, when your flesh takes a part in sin. See, when your flesh, when you give over to your flesh and you do something wrong, your spirit suffers because of that. So when you find yourself anxious because you know you might be in trouble, come on, God. When you find yourself a little burdened or down because you know you did wrong, did somebody wrong, made the wrong choice, didn't do right, your spirit suffers because of that, amen? Because you are no longer allowing Christ to be in you. But it says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. If Christ be in you and your spirit is life because of righteousness, that means those earthly things, those worldly things that you were engaging in, when you stop engaging in them, your spirit becomes stronger. Amen. Your spirit is able to endure. Amen. Your spirit is able to be lifted from the heaviness to a lightness in God. Amen. But your spirit is what receives, watch this, your spirit is what feels the heaviness, is what takes on the depression when Christ is not in you. But your spirit is what receives joy and peace. It's rejuvenated. It's uplifted. Hope. Got hope? When Christ does live in you. Amen? Anybody got hope yet this morning? Thank you, God. Anybody have hope? Anybody want hope? Thank you, God. Romans 8 and 13. For if you live according to the flesh, oh my God, it says you will die. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if the Spirit you put to death, But if, excuse me, by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Come on, that's simple, y'all. If you live according to the flesh, you die. If you sin, you die. If you steal, you die. If you lie, you die. If you kill, you die. If you persecute, you die. Oh my God. If you fornicate, you die. If you commit adultery, you die. Your flesh is dying. Every time you commit a sin, it's heinous to God. It's heinous. And in God's eyes, all sin is sin. So you might say, oh my God, I can't believe he murdered that person. I can't believe he let the devil take him over. I can't believe he used it. But you are a liar and you're continually lying. Your heinous lies are just as bad in God's eyes as the murder. My God. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. My God. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, stop. Let God abide. Come on. Stop. Let the Spirit of God rule. Stop. When that temptation creeps in, stop. Look. Listen for the voice of the Lord. Just stop. Come on, God. Just stop. Because when you stop, you just halt. Get thee behind me, Satan. When you halt at temptation, you're automatically telling Satan to leave you alone. When you halt to the temptation to lie, to steal, to kill, to do wrong, whatever wrong may be, we know wrong from right. Whatever it is, when we halt, and we give God an opportunity to work in our spirit, then we understand that by the Spirit, we put to death the deeds of the body. Then those things that the body wanted to do, our flesh wanted to engage in, oh my God, lust, oh my God, whatever it is. When we put to death those things that are not of God, we live. That's what the word says, amen? Oh my God. Got hope? I'm trying to give somebody hope this morning because somebody thought it was over. Somebody thought because they'd been a wretch undone. Somebody thought because they'd done all this stuff. You know, the enemy has a way of putting stuff back in your spirit that you did years ago. Come on. He has a way of bringing stuff up. Come on, God. That you were ashamed of, that you are praying in the name of Jesus that God wouldn't uncover. Amen. I can remember my godpa saying one time many years ago, if God were to flash some scenes from our lives across the sky, oh, we would be shamed. But I thank God he's not that God, amen? But what the enemy does, he keeps trying to flash those scenes in your memory. But I'm here to tell you, once forgiven, thank you, God, you're able to move on and live, amen? Romans 8. 24 through 25. Anybody got hope yet? For we are saved. Oh, here it goes. We are saved by that thing called hope. Oh my God, that confident expectation from God. We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. That's the word. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? If you already see it, if you already got it, you're not hoping for it. It's already yours. Did you get that? Amen? But we are saved by hope. We are saved by what we want, what we desire, and that confidence in God, that's hope. We're saved, oh my God. But if we hope, I'm going to the 25th verse. Slow down, Pastor. But if we hope for that we see not, if we hoping for what we don't already see, the word says, then do we with patience wait for it. Got hope. If you can't see it, hope for it and wait with patience, it says. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord and be of good, what? Courage. Ah, he will give you the desires of your heart. That 25th verse, I got to read that again. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. How many of you have patience this morning? Got hope? Got patience? To get hope, you got to have patience. When you're hoping in God about that job, about that relationship, when you're hoping in God about your life's earnings, when you're hoping in God, come on, the things you cannot see, you hope that you're going to make it. You hope that that you come out of surgery, that hope, that's the thing. See, you can't see. You can't see already out of surgery. But what you can do is hope. Amen? And speak those things that are not through God as if they already were. When you hope that your children are successful in school, when you hope that returning to school, this coronavirus is not going to take your family out, when you hope, it says, if we hope for that we see not. Right now, we can't really see where this coronavirus is going. I didn't know God was going here this morning. We can't see where this thing is going to end up. We can't see the end of this thing. We cannot see it, but we hope in God that he's going to dismiss it. He's going to move it. He's going to carry us through it. Amen. If we hope for that we see not. But we got to do it with patience. Amen. And with patience, come on, God, comes some humility. With patience comes some direction. Come on, God. With patience, Lord God, thank you, Jesus. With patience, wait, I say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Come on. It says, wait with patience until this thing is over. With patience comes not following your flesh. See, your flesh mind says, I ain't wearing no mask. They can't touch me. That's your flesh mind. Your flesh mind says, she need to put that mask on. Don't come by me. Your flesh mind, see, your flesh mind starts getting riled up. Come on, God. My flesh mind gets 6 feet. Your flesh mind, oh my God, will cause you not to be patient. See, when you're patient, you're calm. When you're patient, you're able to see clearly. You're able to be redirected, to be directed, to follow the rules. When you're patient, that comes with humility and that comes from God. Amen? Oh, my God. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? You see, let me share this with you. It is our having received the first fruits of the Spirit, which both quickens our desires and encourages our hope. First fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, patience, kindness, long-suffering. These things quicken or they build up our desires and they help encourage our hopes in God. This way, oh my God, these things help raise our expectations from mediocre, come on, God, to high expectations in God. We can expect confidently from God because God is faithful, amen? We may not be able to have that confident expectation of hope in man, but we have it in God, amen? Our happiness, you see, is not in present possession. Our happiness, our hope is not in what we already have, but our satisfaction and our hope. It is also not always or already in the things that we've obtained, but our hope and expectation is in the things that we hope to have. Our happiness, our perseverance, oh God, our persistence, our patience is in the things we hope to have. Got hope? Guess what? If you don't have hope this morning, here to tell you, hope is good. Hope is good. We are saved by hope, y'all. Yeah. We are saved by hope. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Let me tell you this. We are saved by hope. Somebody out there, tell yourself, we are saved by hope. Tell your neighbor. Tell somebody in your house. We are saved by hope. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says this. For by grace are we saved through faith. Somebody remember that. We are saved by hope. This scripture says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It says it is the gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of who? Of God. Oh my goodness. We are saved by hope. Come on. What you mean by that? The word says by grace we are saved through faith. We come into it. For by grace are you saved through faith. Why do I keep saying that? Because we need to get that. By grace, come on, somebody tell me, by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. Thank God I didn't have to save myself. It said it's the gift of God. By grace are you saved through faith. And then we're going to jump right here to Hebrews 11 and 1 and confirm that, because it says now faith is the substance, the very medium, the very thing that it's made of. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I told you we are saved by hope. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith, that thing, that belief that we have, that internal thing that keeps us clinging to God, keeps us holding on to his unchanging hand. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith, that's faith. Oh God, the evidence of things not seen. We can't see it, but we believe it. We can't see it, but we feel it. We can't see it, but we know it. We can't see it, but it comes to pass. That's faith, hope, and it's working together. Come on, God. Faith respects the promise. Don't miss this. Faith respects the promise. See, there's a promise from God already. Faith respects the promise. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I got to go back. For the wages of sin is death. This is a promise from God, y'all. This is a promise. You better believe the wages of sin is death, Romans 6 and 23. But the gift of God, this is a promise, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm getting excited now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Come on, Jesus. Oh, my God. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I got to bring that with me. Hold on a moment. I got to bring this with me. Amen. Oh God, I got to bring this with me. Come on, Jesus. Oh yes. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through who? Jesus Christ. Somebody tell me who is through. Through Jesus Christ. Oh, we are saved by hope. We're coming. We are saved, but oh my God, that's the promise. The gift of God, oh Lord, is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's the promise. So now faith respects the promise. Hope is the thing that is promised. Faith is the evidence. Come on, God. Hope is the expectation of that evidence. Amen. Faith is the mother of hope. Oh my God. And hope cannot survive without being nourished and fed by our faith. We're hopeless if we don't have faith. Oh God. Got hope? Do you have faith? Do you believe God this morning? Do you trust in the Lord with all your heart and not lean to your own understanding? Those that deal with God must deal with God through faith, trust, hope, belief. We have to deal with him through spiritual things because he is a spirit and we worship him in spirit and in truth. One of the principal graces of a Christian, One of the principal graces, grace is given to us. Those things that God just hands us that we are not worthy of. Grace is that thing he gives us that we didn't earn. One of the principal graces of Christian. One of our principal graces is hope. Do you know that hope is a gift from God? To be able to hope in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 13 and 13 mentions hope. It says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three things. But it says the greatest of these is charity. Yes, the greatest of these is charity, but I want you to know hope still abides among the three. Amen. Faith in the Father, hope through the Son, charity comes by way of the Holy Spirit. Charity is love. You've got to have, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot love. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot be loved. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot experience love. Because love is God. God is love. Christ is, oh my God, love. The Holy Spirit brings love. God, oh my God, through love sent Christ, who left us with the Holy Spirit to continue the work, amen, in us and through us. Come on, God. Got hope yet? Oh, wait. I say wait on the Lord and be of good courage. You got to wait and hope. Oh my goodness, somebody say wait and hope. Psalms 27, 14 says this. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Romans 8 and 28. I'm going to give you some more scriptures. Amen. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to God's purpose. Thank you, Lord. Romans 8 and 31. What shall we then say to these things? This is it. This is our hope right here. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are worried and tied up about elections. We are worried and tied up about the government. We are worried and concerned, come on, God, about which way the elections have gone, which way the elections are going to go. But I'm telling you now, without God, they're going to go. But with God, they're going to go. And I'm getting ready to tell you, no matter how they go, you have to understand that God is in control. You have to trust what he has done. I'm encouraging you, go make your voice heard. Go put out your vote, amen? But I'm getting ready to tell you something that you might not be able to handle. Got hope? What you might not be able to handle is that person you go and vote for, that person may get in office. But I'm getting ready to tell you, if that person is not following God, there's going to be some lost hope. There are going to be some people still feeling hopeless. Come on, God. See, we got to put our trust in God. Got hope. I don't want to kill your hope this morning, but I want you to be real in your hope. Amen. No matter who goes to the White House, God is in control. No matter who goes, oh God, to the big house, God is in control. No matter who is in your house, God is in control. Your hope is in God and Jesus Christ. Amen. Hope. And wait. Be patient. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. So no matter how the thing turns out, you got to still have faith. You got to still hope. You got to be able to hope beyond what you hoped for. Come on, God, got hope. Hope and wait. Revelations 21 and 4. We almost done. Now I've got to give you this one. Revelation 21 and 4. Because in the midst of you going through all you're going to go through, all you've been through, all you might have to endure, before you get to that confident expectation of what you need from God, before that confident expectation of what you hope for arrives, you see the word of God says, one day every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So our hope is in Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you, God is hope. Revelation 21 and 4. Come on, God. Let me tell you that in the midst of while you read this scripture, You have to remember this. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Why? It says, for the former things are passed away. That's hope. One day, God is going to wipe away all the tears from our eyes, all the anxiety, all the worrying about the things of this world, all of the elections, amen, the COVID virus, amen, whether our children are going back to school or they're not going back to school, amen, whether our teachers and educators are going to be safe, amen. We don't know what God is going to do, but there is hope. I'm telling you, wait, I say, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Your hope has to get into your heart, amen. You have to allow God to give you the hope that you need. Anybody got hope this morning? God is hope. God is hope. And he sent hope. Yeah. Jesus brought hope wherever he went. He brought hope. He left hope. He lived hope. Oh my God. He still brings hope to us today. Thank you, Lord. He brings hope through healing. He opens our hearts for hope, to heal, for redemption, for salvation. All of that comes from God, who in Jesus Christ, oh my God, he just utterly just demonstrated his love for us. He utterly demonstrated hope for us, because God has hope for us. You ever heard anybody gave up hope on you, gave up on you? God has not given up hope that we will be saved, that we will be redeemed, amen? He's not given up on any of us. Whether you're an atheist, he is not giving up on you. Whether you're serving Buddha, he is not giving up on you. No matter whether you're serving Muhammad, God has not given up on you. Amen? Your hope is in Jesus. Jesus brought hope to the blind. He allowed them to see. He brought hope where there was death. He raised Lazarus. He raised Jairus' daughter. He brought hope to the woman at the well, amen? Wasn't even a part of his tribe, not of his culture, not of his people, amen? He struck down racism at that well, amen? He brings hope. He brought hope to the woman with the issue of blood. And let me tell you, while he was on his way to raise Jairus' daughter, come on, God, that woman at the well got hope while he was on his way there. Amen. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. Come on, God. She had hope that if she just touched, just could reach her hand and just touch just a piece of it, that she'd be made whole. Come on, God. And Christ told her, it's your faith that made you whole. There you go with that faith. She was hoping to touch him, but it was her faith that made her whole. Come on, God. Oh my God, somebody ought to have some hope this morning, amen? Oh my God, we're gonna look at one last scripture. Who, Jesus, Romans 15 and 13, thank you, God. Thank you, God, and Elder, I don't think I put that one up, but if you can get it for us, Romans 15 and 13, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, hallelujah, thank you, God. Thank you, God, hallelujah. Come on, just give God a praise for me a moment. Just give God a praise for God right now. Just a moment. Thank you, Lord. Give God a praise. Amen. Give him a praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Romans 15 and 13. Thank you, Lord. And it says this, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Told you. You got to have the Holy Ghost to be able to hope. Amen. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, God. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody got hope yet? Anybody have hope? Does anybody want hope this morning? Let me just remind you that hope is the confident expectation of what God has already promised. And the strength of our hope is in God's faithfulness. The strength of our hope is in God's faithfulness. How God is why we have hope. Not because of how we are. Not because of the things we've experienced in this world. But because of God has been faithful, amen? God has kept us when we didn't deserve to be kept. God has kept us when we didn't want to be kept. God has kept us when we didn't even know how to be kept. Amen. Romans 15, 13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. While you're hoping, while you're trusting, while you're believing, we're praying that God will do it with peace. Amen. That you have peace in your believing. Sometimes we feel like it's not a struggle to believe. We shouldn't be struggling in our beliefs in God. Amen. That you may abound in hope. You can flourish in hope. That your hope be extended. Amen. You can hope with others. Amen. You can hope for others. Amen. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Have you received the Holy Ghost this morning? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Amen. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, amen. We pray that you find hope in Jesus, amen. And if you don't know God and who God is, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We pray, even right now, that you will receive him into your life, into your home, into your family. And if you're listening and you have family members who are with you or not saved or in your household, you need to pray this prayer with them, amen. And they need to believe on God. Dear God, thank you this morning. Thank you. If you would pray this prayer with us, amen. I want to be a part of your family this morning, God. Thank you, Lord. You said in your word that if I acknowledge that you raised Jesus from the dead and that I accept him as my Lord and Savior, your word says I'd be saved. God, now we ask, oh God, and believe, oh God, that you raised Jesus from the dead and that he is alive and well. I accept Jesus Christ. I accept him as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept my salvation from sin even right now, God. God, I am saved. Jesus is Lord. He is my Savior, and I thank you, Father God, for forgiving me, for saving me, and for giving me eternal life with you. Somebody say amen. Come on, y'all, give God a praise this morning. Thank you. Give him praise for hope this morning. Amen. Does anybody have hope yet? Anybody have hope yet? Amen. We pray that you've got hope. Got hope? Amen. I want you to share that word with somebody today. Amen. Call them up on the telephone if you can't go see them and ask them, do you have hope? You can put it as simple as got hope and just remind them that our hope is that confident expectation. That means I believe God. I trust God. I'm confident about what God is going to do in my life. I'm confident about what God is going to do in your life. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. Neither is he the son of man that he should ever have to repent. So we have repented our sins before God. That means we've got hope. We've got Jesus. We've got the love of Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This morning. Thank you, Lord. It's giving time now. Thank you, Lord. It's giving time. It's giving time. And we'd like to ask that if you're blessed by the word of God and you're blessed by Rhema's ministry, that you would go to RhemaCFChurch.com and you would click on the donate button and bless us with an offering. Amen. Rhema members and covenant partners, we thank you for those who are tithing and giving of offerings. We thank God for you, and we're continually praying that God will continue to give back to you 100-fold. I promise you, you trust God with that hope, that confident expectation. I'm telling you, you have to trust him. Amen. And you don't have to trust God by believing in what somebody else is going to do for you. Amen. You trust God and believe God for what God is going to do. Amen. And I'm telling you, he will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Amen. Let us pray our closing prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this time, O God, with your people. We ask that you continue to bless them, to keep them, to cover them, O Lord. And as we come to a culmination of this time of worship, and we leave from each other's presence, but never from your presence, God, we will remember this, Father, that every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Amen, amen. Safety first, shelter in. Follow the rules and keep hope. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45 each Sunday morning.